It is Thanksgiving 2020, and we are here to just be here and feel good and feel better and be in the moment and be in the moment together. It's pretty good, isn't it? And move things that don't usually get moved. Yeah. I was talking to a friend recently whose, I think, grandmother had, you know, had a stroke recently. She's partially immobilized and as of late is just in a wheelchair. And I was just, when I was listening to him talk, I thought, what would that feel like to not be able to move a side of my body? You know, I just was trying to feel it. And then I was just so glad that I can move, you know. And I don't ever want to take it for granted because that can happen to us. I mean, we're healthy, but things happen. So I was just so glad. And I'm right now so glad that we can move. And then I thought, if I were in a wheelchair, I swear I would just move everything I could. I would do shape-shifting for my wheelchair. You know, I want to keep everything with its energy and strength. And I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what it would be like, but sometimes you can just kind of go through a bit of it mentally. All right. So everybody ready? Do you have any questions before we get started? Okay, great. Good morning. Let's breathe together. Interlace fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Now stand up nice and tall. Hips and thighs contract, body weight stays on the heels. Start, please. Inhale, breathing. Elbows lift up slowly towards the ceiling, keeping the stomach in. Breathe in to your maximum. Now exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth nice and wide. Push the chin back with the fingers. Slowly bring the hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs, elbows touch each other. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows. At the same time, bring your chin down. Good morning, Ina. So good to see you. Everybody breathe in as much as possible. Exhale, breathing, head up. Stand up really nice and tall. Lift up the chest. Push your chin back all the way. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four, five. Breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, stand tall, two, three. Looks good, Tammy, four. Relax the shoulders, five. Elbows come together on six. Again, please inhale by your throat. Suck in your stomach. Breathe in as much as you can to expand the ribcage. Very nice, Kevin. Exhale, breathing. Everybody look up and back. Push the chin back with the knuckles. The chin resists the pressure from the knuckles. Inhale. Try to take in the same amount of air. On each of the six counts of the inhale, breathe in a little more, please. Good. Now exhale, breathing. Try to remove the same amount of air. On each of the six counts of the exhale, push your hips a little bit forward. Inhale, suck in your stomach, keep the body weight to your heels. Middle, inner thighs pressing together, hold 1 second. Good, exhale, breathing. Keeping the body weight on your heels, pushing the chin back. Hips a little bit forward without backward bending at the waistband. Inhale, one, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four, five. Elbow points all the way up, six. Exhale, breathing, one, mouth open, two, three. Look all the way back, four, elbows coming forward, and then they touch each other. Inhale again, separate and lift up the elbows. Looks good, Kavita. Keep the body weight to the heels, please, everyone. Hips and thighs contract. Exhale, breathing, only moving your arms and head. So keep hips and thighs contracted, stomach and breastbone lifted, elbows together. Inhale, head down, all of those individual things will keep the spine straight, will keep hips and legs in the right position. Exhale, breathing. So the shoulders can drop, but keep your elbows lifted nice and high as you bring them forward, and then they touch each other. Inhale, one, two, three, nice and slow, four, five, elbows all the way up, six. Exhale, breathing, one, look up, two, three, look way back, four, suck in your stomach, five, elbows together, six. Again, please, a few more in the first set. Pull the abdomen in, breathe in, so the sides of the ribcage expand more and more. Exhale, breathing, lift up the center of the chest, push your chin back. Hips contracted, hips forward a little bit. Looks good, Lori, body weight stays to the heels. Two more, please, inhale. Suck in your stomach, look for your ribcage to expand to both sides of the chest. Exhale, open your mouth nice and wide. Very nice, Emily. Good shoulders and neck. Hands, palms come together slowly. Elbows touch each other. Last one. Inhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach, tightening up rib cage, expanding to both sides of the chest even more. Good. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back with the fingers, chin resisting the fingers. Use your extra strength to exhale completely, elbows together. Good. Arms down to the sides. Happy early Thanksgiving morning, Kevin. 5 a.m. Thanksgiving class. How about that? Good for you. Kavita, it's like, what, 6:30 p.m. something over there? Yeah, how about that? Probably dark in both places. Yeah. And we're getting some sunlight. Do you ever imagine the Earth from space? And like all of us are on it and we're just pointing out, sticking out like spikes in different directions. Very tiny spikes. Very, very tiny. Okay. Interlace fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. And now our elbows, when they go above the head, are a little bit longer, like where the spike's sticking out of the earth, and the elbows are like the top of the spike. Ready? Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Keep the chin down. 4, 5. Elbow points away from the earth. Exhale. 1. Push the chin. 2, 3. Look all the way back. 4. Now suck in your stomach more and more. Inhale. Separate and lift the elbows. What if everybody on the planet did pranayama at the same time? I think something would happen to the planet. Full lungs. Exhale, breathing. Mouth open. Push the chin slowly back. Hips a little forward. Stomach in. Get a nice tight grip. Elbows touch each other. Inhale. Separate and lift the elbows. Bring your chin down. Inhaling to your maximum. And then just a little more than the previous maximum. Exhale. 1. Push the head. 2. Look back. 3, 4. Hands come together. 5. Elbows touch. Inhale. Elbows separate and lift up. Bring the chin down slowly. So elbow points up towards the ceiling, away from heels pressing down. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin with the fingers. Now exhale really strong at the end of it. Suck in your stomach more. Hands together and elbows together. Inhale. Separate the elbows slowly. Lift them up. Everything moves together. So the head coming down, elbows lifting, and inhaling. I'll stop at the same time. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the chin back. Now the shoulders, just let them drop. Looks great, Emily. Elbows stay high. Elbows touch each other. Inhale by the throat. At the beginning of it, you have to kind of slow the air down. And now at the end of it, try to get more air in. Exhale, head up. Just let the air go out slowly at the beginning. Towards the end of it, you'll need extra strength to get the air out at the same pace. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, elbows all the way up, 6, exhale, breathing, 1, stand tall, 2, 3, look for the wall behind you, 5, suck in your stomach more, elbows together, inhale, try to take the entire 6 counts of the inhale to bring your chin all the way down. This is very good for strengthening your neck. Exhale, breathing, push the head, try to take the full 6 counts of the exhale for your head to go all the way back. Look for the wall behind you. 2 more, please. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Halfway. 4, 5. Breathe in more and more. 6. Exhale. Breathing. 1. Chest up. 2, 3. Look all the way back. 4, 5. Very good. Stomach and Kavita. Hold it in. Last one, everybody. Inhale. Breathing. Head down. Elbows up. Now push a little bit. Push a little more air into the body. 1 more. Stomach in. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the head back. Now at the very end of this exhale, squeeze out a little more air than you have been. Might feel a little bit weird, but that's okay, elbows together. All right, arms down to the sides, everyone. Awesome, whoa, such good stuff. Just that breathing exercise, I swear, it's so good. Just watching it even is helpful. Anything you can do. All right. Now let's begin half moon pose, breathing by the nose. In and out. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release your pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times on your own. When you come up through the center, stretch up more. Push your hands up away from the top of the head. It's like you're climbing up. And now our little spiky existences on the planet are sticking up a little bit more. All right, from the sun, it's like nothing, but from the perspective of our joints, it's significant and it's a lot. All right, you can come back up, stop in the middle. Push your hips a little bit forward, body weight on the heels, arms back and chin up. Now, as you're inhaling, suck in your stomach, arms to the head, try to touch the ceiling, slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the exact same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Now, as you come down more, keep the body weight to your heels, hips and thighs contracted, middle inner thighs pressed together, and suck in your stomach. Come down just a little more. Looks good. That's right, Lori. Push your hips. I want the whole pelvis, move it to the left side. Now, at first, when you push your hips dramatically to the left, you'll feel the stretch, but you won't be able to hold it. That's okay, because you are going to learn how to hold it. So come down until you feel some stretch and try to stay there. Figure out how to suck in the stomach, squeeze hips and thighs so you can stay at the limit of your stretching with support in the body. Now, when you inhale, lift up breastbone, stomach, and those things are going to help. When you inhale, lift up the chin, squeeze hands. Now exhale, come down, push your hips to the left, come down, push stomach in, push, and push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Very nice. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Take a deep breath, push the hands straight up, try to touch the ceiling, begin left side bending. At the same time, push your hips to the right. So sometimes you might avoid the stretch because you don't know how to hold it, but if you go to the place where you feel the stretch by pushing your hips to the right, then you will learn, you'll kind of force yourself to learn how to hold the posture by sucking in the stomach, inhaling fully, lifting up the chest, squeezing hips and thighs, thighs press in towards each other. So all of this is going to help you get to your stretching point with strength. Come down a little more, keeping the right hip forward, both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Then bring the left shoulder, armpit, rib cage a little bit forward. Try to stretch it out. That's it, Kavita. Now come down. Exhale, push your hips to the right for three. Stomach in two. Squeeze hands, reach to the left. One. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Now adjust for a second. Feet together nicely. Take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. There are a few ways you can move the arms. One is pointing back. That's good. Point for what you're looking at behind you. The next is just bring your arms around the shoulder center point. And then the third one is push the hands past the face a little bit more beyond. Try to touch the wall behind you. Now take a deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. While pushing the hips forward, press hands past the face a little bit further. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Nice at the end. Come up. Everybody, good at the end, Kavita. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly come forward. Bend your knees if needed. Try to keep the body weight to the toes, stomach in. Reach out for the wall in front of you. Heather, it's so good to see you. I know you've been practicing and doing your challenge, but it's nice to see you. Go and move the hips back and forth. Bend one knee at a time. Just go right, left, right, left, right, left. You can let the head relax, neck relax, face relax. The point here is just to move the pelvis and lower spine a little bit. Now exhale, breathing. Sweep your hands all the way around behind your feet and scoop up the heels. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. If you can't grab the heels, you can go anywhere from grabbing outsides of the feet, underneath the toes, hands on the floor, hands on the thighs. In any case, try to have the spine straight as possible, stomach in, and press the upper body to the legs. Now, pull, if you've got the heels, pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach pressing on the thighs, chest pressing to the knees. Try to get your face to the shins. Roll forward so the body weight is distributed across the base of all 10 toes. Exhale, pull on the heels, suck in your stomach, push your knees back and hold it. Very nice. Now bring the hands back around in front of you, interlace fingers. Come up, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the sides. Stand tall. Very nice. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, point your fingers up. Now, weight to the heels, so much so that you almost feel like you're going to fall down backwards. That's good, Amy. Now, inhale, stomach and chin up, go up. Right side bending, immediately, simultaneously, hips to the left. So you don't need to wait for that. You'll start to create a stretch all over the left side of the body, even down to the outer hip and outer thigh. All right. But it takes some decision-making, willpower, to push your hips as far as they will go until you feel that stretch. Maintaining the strength, stomach in, come down. That's good, Kevin. I see the hips moving. Now, the upper body's strong and lifted, though. When you inhale, squeeze hands and push the hands further away from the top of the head. Top arm is good, Tammy. Try to straighten the right elbow. That's it. It will shake. It will get tired. Just squeeze hands to help the shoulders. Now come down. Suck in your stomach. Right shoulder forward. Right chest forward. Push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. All right. Now, lift up the center breastbone as you inhale. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, bend your upper body to the left at the exact same time. Push your hips to the right. Now, careful you don't sink back behind you. I want you to inhale, stomach in, so the abdomen is lifted and sucked in at the same time. All right, it's depressed, meaning going inward, but also lifted. So you don't sink back behind you. Push your hips to the right side, keeping the weight to the heels. Middle inner thighs pressed together. Left shoulder a little bit, Kavita, you can bring forward. Okay, right there. Now, when you inhale, squeeze hands, push the hands to the left, past the head a little further. Come down, push everyone, push. Suck in your stomach, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Oh my goodness, such good stuff happening. Take a deep breath, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Now, the breathing smooth, please, in and out by the nose. Bring your arms back immediately towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. First, you point towards it. Bring your arms back. And now push the hands past the face further so the elbows straighten. You feel it. That's it, Tammy. Keep pushing hands back. Reach back. Now take a deep breath. Push hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward. Everybody try to touch what you're looking at. Three, go back. Two, way back, touch the wall. One. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Hands on the floor in front of you. Bend the knees if you need to. Reach out for the wall in front of you as you're getting down there. Stomach in. If you need to put the hands on the thighs and walk them down to support the lower spine, that is a phase of the posture at many points. All right, pull in the heels as soon as you grab. Pinky fingers side by side. If you needed the warm-up, it's okay. But otherwise, you just touch the floor, sweep hands around behind you, and pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. Stomach on the thighs. Chest on the knees. Try to get your forehead to the shins, eyes open. Now pull continuously, push your hips up towards the ceiling, straightening the knees. When you exhale, push the knuckles and the base of the toes down. The top of the head gets closer to the tops of the feet, so the whole upper body slides down the legs. Pull on the heels, push knuckles and toes down. Exhale, lock your knees. With your body still on the legs, face on the shins, bring your hands back around in front of your head on the floor. Interlace the fingers. Come up, arms and head together. Looks very good. Try to touch the ceiling and arms down to the sides, please. Excellent. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out 6 inches to your right. Keep your feet parallel to each other throughout the posture, not turning in, not turning out. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor, tricep muscles contracted, nothing loose, nothing hanging. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Begin, please. Sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips out behind you and sit down in the chair a little bit more. So thighs, tops of the thighs are parallel to the floor. See if your hips can go back anymore. Now suck in your stomach, lift up the chest. Looks good, you guys. Lean your upper body back as much as you can. Try to fall down backwards. Nice one, Heather. Inhale, breathing, come up. Keep your arms there. Inhale, breathing, stand up on the tiptoes as high as you possibly can go. Suck in your stomach. As you inhale, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest at the breastbone, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. You can bring the upper body, Tammy, a little bit forward so the rib cage is right on top of the pelvis. There you go. Now suck in the stomach and sit down. Everybody, right on the tops of the toes. Push your big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, front of the ankles presses forward very strongly, very firmly, ankles forward. Now sitting down a little bit more, upper body back, back of the head, back of the hips, touching the imaginary wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come up, please, arms stay there. Feet flat for a moment. Now for the third part, come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together. Inhale, breathing, suck in your stomach. First stretch the spine up towards the ceiling, and then you can sit down very slowly, all the way down. All the way down, leaning against the imaginary wall, hips and head touch the wall. Nice, Kavita. Super slow at the end. The last several inches, you can slow it down twice as much. Keep the shoulders down, chest up, stomach. And if the arms are a little bit tired, welcome to awkward pose. All right, stretch forward. Push the fingertips out. Chest up. Triceps contracted. Looks very good. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Pressing the knees together. Arms look very good, you guys. You know the basic form of the posture, so you can start to refine the concentration. Feet flat position. Right foot back to the left. And arms down to the side. Second set. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches apart. Inhale, breathing. Arms up parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Begin, please. Sit down, feet flat position. Stick your hips out. Sit down in the chair, thighs parallel to the floor. Very good. Now hold it here. Maintain the 6 inches between your heels, between your big toes, and between your knees. Suck in your stomach, lean your upper body back. Imagine you are touching the mirror and you're pushing your fingertips against the mirror to push the upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wow, you guys look good. Stand up on the tiptoes, seriously. Very nice and steady. Now, same thing here, Tammy. Bring the upper body forward. It's going to make you hold the stomach in. That's where the balance is going to come from. That's exactly it. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes without leaning forward or back. Just 10 counts, heels up. 9. Come up higher on the toes. 8. I want you to sit all the way down. 7. Thighs parallel to the floor. 6. You got it. 5. Don't worry about the wobbles. Push heels up. 4. Heels up. Knees up. 3. That's good, Emily. 2. Sit down. Upper body back, Amy. 1. Nice. Inhale. Come up. You got it. Feet flat for a moment. For the third part, just come up a tiny bit on your toes. Knees pressed together. Inhale. Stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down very slowly. All the way down. Leaning against the wall. All the way down. Now, if you can't go all the way down, just go partway. That's it. Knees together, press them down and forward. Arms always parallel to the floor, and then thighs are parallel to the floor, and you sit all the way down. That's great, Lori. Suck in your stomach, push the knees down. Whole spine stretching up towards the ceiling. Now come up nice and steady, leaning against the wall. Knees pressed together. Shoulders stay down, even though you are also working very hard with abdomen and legs. All right, right foot back to the left, arms down. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Eagle posture is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down to get the fingertips below the nose. Suck in your stomach and sit down in the chair. Please weight on the heels. So get as low as you can, upper body back, couple of inches. Lift your right leg as high as it will go over the left. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. If the foot is coming out, sit down a little more. Now, if you're losing the balance, couple things. Pull your elbows down towards your belly button. Suck in your stomach and lift up the chest, upper body back. As you sit down more, keep the maximum body weight to your heel. A little bit more upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face. Pull your elbows down to get the fingertips below the nose. That's good, Tammy. Sit down in the chair, everybody. Body weight on the heels. But keep the upper body lifted. So you're leaning back even though you're sitting down. Now, left leg, lift up. That looks good, Sandy, over the right. Try to create pressure between the thighs. Left foot behind the right calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. Very nice, Emily. Suck in your stomach. Pull the elbows straight down. The shoulders look nice and even. Try to keep the hands right in front of the mouth. In time, the left wrist will be straight. So you can push the hands to straighten the wrist. Upper body back a little bit more, please. Hold it. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face. Second set, eagle pose. Sit down in the chair, please. Body weight on the heels. Now, try to sit as low as you can sit. Stay down there, upper body back a couple of inches. Then separately, right leg lift up. So the setup will help you create the stability and strength for the posture, even though most people, and it's normal, want to skip over that setup part. It's hard to hold it, but it will make you stronger. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Lift up the chest, upper body back. Now, knees to the right a little bit. hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line exactly below your nose. Come up, everybody. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Get your best grip. Hands in front of the mouth, just a couple of inches, not too far away, but not touching the face. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Now stay on 2 feet, sit down. Stay on 2 feet, upper body back. Look straight ahead, please. You can do chin up, Tammy. There you go. Now, left leg lift up over the right leg. Try to create pressure between the thighs. The body is a pressurized system, you guys. Pressurized, the vascular system here. And when we squeeze it like this, we're changing pressure points on that pressurized system. This is a tourniquet effect in the circulatory systems. Sit down a little bit more, body weight to the heel, wrist straight, upper body back at the end. Very nice one, Kavita. Come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, arms down to the side. I mean, it's kind of amazing that the walls of all the blood vessels keep all of it in there, right? I mean, it's a pressurized system when you are alive. When you're not alive, it's not so pressurized, but when you're alive, it's a lot of pressure. And the walls of the blood vessels, large and small, are doing an amazing job. The body sometimes adapts, right? Sometimes it hardens the walls of things. If we have too much something in the body, too much tension or stress or other things. But if we can keep the stress out, then the walls of the vascular system can stay nice and supple and stretchy. And we're stretching them too. We're physically, mechanically stretching those when we stretch muscles and we stretch other things that we can feel. So thank goodness. Standing head to knee pose. Feet together. Bring your right leg up so the thigh is about parallel to the floor. Nice deep breath. Then exhale, round your spine forward. Pick up the right foot in front of you. I like that Florida sunshine out your window, Amy. Thank you. I think we're going to have a gray one in the mitten here. Get a nice tight grip, couple of inches below the toes. Hold it. Now standing leg locked, solid concrete, unbroken. On an inhale, very slowly, right leg lift up. You can kind of stand up too. The upper body lifts up. Leg just comes up until it's parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Keep the standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Take a deep breath in, kick the right heel forward away from stomach sucking in. Flex your foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning towards you. Now, once both legs are locked, then only bring your elbows down. Make sure you squeeze upper inner thighs inward, stomach in and up. Eventually, elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle, and then they go beyond and below the calf muscle. Change, please. Straighten the arms. You can stand up. Put the right foot down. Arms down to the sides. Take a nice deep breath in. Go ahead, left side. Pick the left leg up, round the spine forward. Grab the foot exactly 2 inches below your toes. All 10 fingers interlaced. Pick a spot to look at. If you've got a mirror there, please look at your right knee. And if you don't have a mirror, look where your knee would be. So not down, but forward and up a little bit. Now push the right foot firmly to the floor, whole leg locked. Inhale, breathing slowly, very gently. Left leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Now take a nice inhale, shoulders and face relaxed. Kick the heel forward, stomach in as one action. So you create a stretch all over underneath your left leg. Once both legs are locked, then only bring your elbows down. Looks good, Yachidi. Kick the heel forward. Try to maintain the cramp contraction sensation on the top of your left thigh. Hold for 3, stomach in. 2, elbows can come down a little bit more. 1. To get out of it, straighten the arms, stand up. Bend the left knee, feet together, arms down. Second set, standing head to knee pose. Take a deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Go ahead, please. Now, as soon as you have the grip, 2 inches below the toes, standing leg locked, inhale, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Upper body lifts up. That's good, Amy. Drop the shoulders, everybody, stomach in. Once you can get both legs locked and maintain the cramp sensation on both thighs, then only elbows down. You can go partway. You can bring the elbows halfway to the calf muscle. If they do go below the calf muscle and you can hold there comfortably, Bring your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, exhale, breathing very gently. Put your forehead on the right knee and hold it for 3, rounding the spine 2, as much as you can. 1. Inhale, breathing, undo the posture, head up, arms straight, right foot down. Take a deep breath in. Exhale by the nose. Please pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Now just make sure the breathing is smooth. We start to exert a little bit more in these one-legged postures. Slowly, very gently on an inhale, left leg lift up and stretch forward. And one of the things we are training ourselves to do is relax and breathe smoothly during exertion of certain types, during what could be perceived as stress. We are putting the body in a challenging situation. Go ahead with both elbows once both legs are locked. Once the elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach. Exhale, breathing very gently. Touch your forehead on your knee, hold for 3. Stomach in, 2, 1. Reverse out of it, head up, arms straight. Left foot down, arms down. Standing bow pulling pose. Feet together nicely. Everybody, right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Keep the elbow touching the body. Reach out to the right. Grab your ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, arm touching with the ear, now palm facing forward. Keep your arm with your head. When you set up here, knees together, inhale. Try to touch the ceiling first. And now, charge your upper body forward on the left side. Keep your arm with the head, though. Arm with your ear becomes shoulder touching the chin. So push the left hand fingertips away from the chest towards the mirror and kick the right leg back. Then kick up as hard as possible until the foot comes up over the center line of the head. Looks very good, Lori. Even stretching and kicking is exactly there. Now come down, keeping the standing leg locked until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Very good posture, Emily. When you inhale, pick up the chin just a half inch so you're looking straight ahead. Now take the entire left arm, push it forward. Body down and kick. Charge forward and kick. Inhale, body down, charge forward, kick all together. Change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the left, hold your ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. Right arm slides up in front of you, but bring it all the way up. So it's either with your ear or behind the ear, but keep the stomach in no back bending place. Now inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Charge forward on the right side. Try to touch the mirror at your eye level. Please don't let the arm drop below that. All right, so push the fingertips towards your eyes in the reflection. That's it, Tammy. Now press the left knee and thigh back and then straight up towards the ceiling. So you create a little squeeze in the left waistband. I want you to kick until you feel that squeeze. Excellent for the kidney massage. Now bring your upper body down, keeping the standing leg straight until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. In fact, I want standing leg locked, solid concrete, all the way from the hip joint down to the ankle and feet, whole leg strong. Now take a deep breath. Bring the right shoulder forward, right fingertips forward. That's the Sandy. Charge forward and kick. Left shoulder back and kick. Inhale, body down, charge forward, kick up a little more. Change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Standing bow pulling pose. Right hand up in front of you. Turn it out. Grab the right ankle from the inside. Left arm up in front of you. Now, try to stretch the body up even more. Try to touch the ceiling on the inhale. Now go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. 18. Press the right leg back, 17. 16, good kicking Kavita, 15, 14, left shoulder forward, 13, 12, take a deep breath, 11, turn, 10, your upper body or twist to the right for 8, body down and kick, 7, 6, charge forward the front arm, Tammy, for 4, go and touch the wall in front of you, 3, that's it, charge forward, now kick up, 2, kick up harder, kick more, kick and kick, awesome, all right, Tammy, that's happening, that is so cool. It's just the coolest. I say that about a lot of things, but I mean it every time I say it. Okay. Left hand up in front of you. Turn it out. Grab the left ankle from the inside. Right arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. All right, knees together, please. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling first, and now try to touch the mirror. 20 counts, kick back, 19. 18, keep your chin up, 17. 16, standing leg locked, 15. 14, take a deep breath, 13. Turn your upper body, 12, to your left, 11. Twisting, 10, to your left, 9. 8, take a deep breath, 7. Nice kicking, Amy, 6. Bring the body down, 5. 4, kick and stretch forward, 3. Equally the same, 2. Kick up, keep kicking, 1. Awesome, you guys. Feet together, arms down to the sides. For balancing stick, you can step to the back of the mat, feet together nicely. I just like the thought of moving things you don't usually move. Whoever we are, whatever we're doing, it's a good idea to move the things we don't usually move, because we all have different movement patterns, even if we're practicing this class. So that's partly up to our discovery here. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. And your level of attention is going to take you as far as you can go. Interlace fingers, pointer fingers up, chin up. Take a deep breath, step forward onto your right foot, lock both legs. Maybe you realize it's hard to squeeze your hands. Well, squeeze them a little more. Take a deep breath, bring your upper body down, please. Left leg up. Sole of the left foot facing the ceiling, because that thing that is difficult to move is most likely difficult to move because we haven't been moving it. So squeeze hands, press hands forward, look forward, come down, leg up, stretch, and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Chin up, arms with your ears. Inhale, step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes pointed, come down, body down, right leg up. Come down, leg up, that's it. So from the side, you look like a capital letter T. That's it, Tammy. Squeeze hands, push them past your head, push the hands forward. Now body down, leg up, stretch from your hands all the way to the back foot, toes. That's it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms are getting better. Take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, chin up. Inhale, stand on the right foot. Balance here. Inhale, go up once more, try to touch the ceiling and come down. It's just 10 seconds, so you have to make up your mind, half a second to come down and stretch. Chin forward and stretch. Now suck in your stomach close to the right hip joint. Suck it in, tightening up, so you can bring the left hip forward more and down. Left hip forward, sandy stomach in. Go forward, reach forward, stomach in. Suck it in, tightening up, hold it in, change, come up. All right, last one, chin up, arms with the head. Inhale, stand on your left foot. Lock both legs. Now suck in your stomach right above the left leg and come down. Right at the left hip, we have to learn how to control the hip joint when we come down. Most of us don't start out this way. You figure it out by sucking in the stomach, charging forward. So you can bring the right hip down and forward a little bit for 3. Body down, leg up, 2. Stretch, everybody, stretch, 1. Inhale, come up, feet together, take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. Standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step to the left side of your mat. Feet together to begin with. Arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, take a big step out to your right. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Now, keep your heels in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock the leg, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Begin, please. Look forward, chin forward, stretch forward. Push your hands out to left and right. Looks good, Heather, with the arms. Chin forward, keeping the body weight towards the base of the toes. Good control, you guys. Now, when you can't go any further with the upper body, put your hands to the feet. Grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers. All 5 fingers together. If you can't grab outside of the heels, you can grab outsides of the feet. Slide the fingertips underneath the toes, or put your hands in front of the feet. But I want you to roll forward, the body weight to the base of the toes. That's good, Heather. Now you could probably, Heather, separate your hands a few inches. Yep, and even you can, yeah, it looks like your shoulders have some room to even walk the hands out more and let the elbows bend. When you press the knuckles down, the elbows should bend a little. That's where you're headed. Stretch the body down, hold it, everybody. Try to touch your forehead to the floor. Now bring your arms out sideways, head up. Slowly come up. Right foot back to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the side. That's good, Heather. When you push the hands down, the elbows, you want the elbows to bend, okay? It doesn't have to be a lot, but elbows bending means soon you'll be able to put the hands closer to the feet. Again, no rush, but that's the whole mechanic of the spine stretching down. As soon when you have the heels, the elbows will be bent at a 90-degree angle while grabbing the heels. All right. Let's do second set. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms parallel to the floor, palms down. Turn the toes in a little bit, lock the legs. Inhale, stretch your spine upward and then forward, out towards the wall in front of you. Go ahead and then down towards the floor. Keep your arms out sideways as you're bringing the body down. Keep reaching out. Body weight to the base of the toes. Please don't let it go to the heels. Put your hands down either on the floor in front of the feet. You can slide the four fingers of each hand underneath the toes if you can reach, underneath outsides of the feet, and then eventually outside of the heels. Then pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Make sure your legs stay locked throughout the posture, so kneecaps lifted. Even upper thighs contract. Roll forward, chin forward. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between the feet. When you exhale next, push the knuckles and toes down, stretch the body down, freeze. To get out of it, bring your head up and arms out, then stand. Once you're upright all the way, right foot back to the left, arms overhead, arms down to the sides. Stand tall. Triangle pose is next. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Now take a deep breath. Push both hips forward as much as you can, arms back, as much as you can. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your right toes all the way out. It's really good work, you guys, that setup. I know it's not easy, but we've got to move in this plane. Now take a deep breath. Bend your right knee and sit down once the foot is turned. Sit down all the way till the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing again, hips forward, arms back. Tilt your upper body to the right side, right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm. Just make sure your elbow does not go below the knee. Sit down a little more. Now stretch up with your top hand, turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Now push the right foot firmly to the floor, sit down, keeping outer left hip and thigh contracted, left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, turn the right toes forward, take a deep breath, push both hips forward a lot, bring the arms way back, inhale, lift up the chest and turn your left foot all the way out. Bend your left knee. Keep the spine straight in the middle. Just bend the knee. See how low you can sit before you have to move the spine. Hips forward, arms back. Begin. Tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up. Push your knee back with help of the left arm and sit down. Try to touch the toes, making sure elbow does not go below the knee. Upper body up, lower body down. So you have a nice big gap triangle between the left thigh, left waist, left arm, armpit. That's it, Amy. Chin to the right shoulder a little bit more to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Now, upper body up, lower body down. Sit down, try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, left toes turn forward. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Heather, that looks steady. Your next step is shorten the step, just maybe an inch or two. Okay, when you shorten the step, you're going to get more of your upper body weight over the bent leg. Right now, it's kind of in the middle. We're going to take the upper body weight over the bent leg a little bit more. Okay, and then when that happens also, you'll feel less slidiness of the feet. Does anyone have a birthday today? All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, right foot step out to the right. Nice big step, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, pick up the chest, turn your right toes all the way out to your right. Bend your right knee. Go ahead, sit down till the thigh is parallel to the floor. So you want the shin bones pretty much upright. Now palms forward, chin to the left shoulder, begin. Arms, head, neck, and spine all move as one piece. That looks good, Heather. Yep. You could even shorten it one more, but this is fine because when you sit down more, it's going to be right. Now take your whole upper body, Heather. The top of the head, I want you to stretch in a straight line away from your left heel. So your spine right now goes from your heel to the top of the head. I want you to lengthen it out at a diagonal to the right. Upper body up, cavi to drop the hips, outer left hip and thigh contract. That looks good. Now stretch your hands away from each other. Fingertips up on the top hand, fingertips stretch down, right shoulder down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Last one, right toes forward. Inhale, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your left toes all the way out. As soon as the foot is turned, sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Yeah, I think the step might have gotten a little too wide on this, just this side, Heather. The first side looked fine. Okay, try that. I want you to push the left foot as if it's going through the floor, like a post, like a real lamppost. Good. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Begin. The lamppost isn't just sitting there. Well, maybe some are. I don't know. My garden posts go down a couple feet, though, into the ground. So you want to push the foot down as if they're going under the ground. Chin to the right shoulder if it's not already. Spine looks good, Kathy. Now, top hand, press it up. Bottom hand, press it down. Everyone, as you're pushing the left knee back, can you bring the left chest, ribcage, shoulder forward a little bit more? As you're pushing the knee back, that's the EATD. Left shoulder forward, left knee back. Sit down. You got it. Try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the left toes forward, feet back to the place, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Stand tall, take a nice deep breath in. Exhale by the nose. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed on this one. Right foot step, 3 feet to your right or wider. That's the minimum step. Now take a deep breath, turn on your heels. Face the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in at a 45-degree angle. Left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Inhale, press the hands up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or abdomen, not the floor or your foot. Suck in your stomach. Exhale, breathing. Very nice, you guys. Bring your forehead to the right knee. If your knee and forehead don't touch each other, then bend your knee up till it touches the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor beyond the front foot, wrists and elbows straight. That's it. Just make sure the knee and forehead don't separate. Once they are together, keep them together like glue. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Now, keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up, keeping your left hip forward as you get out of it. Chin up, arms up last. Turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. So the arms and head, try to keep them together as one unit. Inhale, stretch up. Now, tuck your chin to the chest. This is when the arms and head and neck unit begin. Chin is tucked. Now, go ahead, rounding the spine. The back of the arms, push into the back of your head to keep the chin tucked and stretch the upper back and neck. It's so amazing to stretch these body parts, you guys. And again, it's not just muscles. Right now, you have extension. You could call it a stretching of the kidney tissue and compression of upper abdominal organs, so the pancreas up there, spleen and liver, compression of all the tissue, not just the thyroid itself, but the blood vessels that go directly to and from it. It's ductless gland. That means hormones go directly into the blood. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, inhale, breathing, and come up. It's a kind of nervous system, the endocrine system. Just works by chemicals. Turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left foot, arms down to the side. It is interesting, I don't know, in the way I grew up thinking of the nervous system versus endocrine system is the nervous system is the one communicating all of the what to do and, you know, how to move this, how to move that. But the endocrine system is most certainly doing it. Not on the movement, like I want to bend my elbow, but let's put something into the blood, right? Or not put something into the blood. I mean, that is it's totally a kind of nervous system. All right, let's do second set. Feet together, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. 3 foot minimum. Take a nice deep breath, turn on your heels. And they can get so out of whack too, right? Without us knowing what to do or how to do anything about it. Tuck your chin to the chest, begin, look at your stomach, exhale, bring the forehead to the knee. Some of the things so important for the endocrine system are these physical compressions of the tissue, right? We want to help it get good circulation and have good flow of circulation away from the endocrine tissue, certainly. Push the fingertips into the floor, back leg locked, stomach in. But also, when you get the thoughts in the present moment, the body does not have to react in a stressful way with hormones. It can just be here right now. It totally shifts things. All right, lock the front leg, inhale, breathing, slowly come up, keeping the left hip forward. So a lot of the endocrine work isn't like, I'm going to move my arm now, right? Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. It is concentrating in the present moment, putting the body in certain positions. Go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest, breathing normally. Breathing by the nose affects the endocrine system. There are these very physical, embodied things, but also with the conscious mind, which I suppose it's embodied. I mean, we're here, aren't we? In the body. Keeping the conscious mind in the present moment is going to help regulate things too. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot to get the right hip down and forward. That's it, Sandy. Both hips towards the mirror for you, right hip forward. There. Now squeeze thighs together, suck in your stomach. Tightening up, hold it in. And now to come up, lock the front leg. Take your time to come up, keeping the right hip forward. All the way up, chin and arms come up last. That's fine, take your time. When you're up, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. There's a fun book. I don't know, it must be 20 years old. It's called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. If you want to have some good visuals of the brain and endocrine relationship, it's really cool. One of the things that stuck with me from that book, you can come to the mat for toe stand and tree pose, is that there's fetal gastrointestinal tissue, fetal enteric nervous system in your brain. Like one of the, I'm not going to get into all the words right now because I'll forget them. Right leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it goes. There's a connection between the brain intelligence and the endocrine intelligence in your head. Okay, like up there. We think it's all just brain tissue, but fetally it was endocrine tissue. So once the heel's to the top of the thigh, or digestive, sorry. I can't remember if it's endocrine or digestive. Once the heel's at the top of the thigh, then very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back. Push the hips a little forward, stomach in. Now stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, shoulders relax. That's good. You can bring one hand up, and then if the foot doesn't slip, you can bring the other hand up. It's fine to hold onto the foot with one or both hands, though. Suck in your stomach, stand tall, shoulders relaxed, breathing normally. Good, change again. Bring the right foot down and arms down to the sides. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go. On the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand and underneath at the toes with the right. Once your heel's all the way to the top of the thigh, slowly, very gently, bring the left knee down and back, hips forward. Stand tall, standing leg locked, thigh muscles contracted. Looks good, Lori. When you inhale, suck in your stomach. Stretch the spine up towards the ceiling. You can bring the left hand up and then the right, or hold on to the foot. That's good. Inhale, take the top of your head up towards the ceiling, sucking in the stomach, shoulders relaxed. Change. Left foot down, arms down for just a moment. Now, for toe stand, bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. As long as it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, you can start toe stand. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight all the way down until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, lower the hips down towards the heel, and sit down. Then bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down, to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Inhale, stretch your entire spine, chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling, even the hips up. Once you can balance here with the spine straight, bring your left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance here, bring the right hand up, palms together, eyes do not move. Toe stand, you can come up, hands to the floor in front of you, please. Push the hips up. Grab the foot if you need to get back to a good tree pose. And look straight ahead, please. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. If it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, begin, please slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, lower the hips towards the heel. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body. Looks good, Emily. Suck in your stomach, stretch whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Yeah, you can bend the elbows, Yatidi, to keep the heel up there. It will help you. Yeah, use the abdomen, lift up the chest, relax the shoulders. That's fine. And then when the foot is so stable, go ahead, toe stand, you can do your thing. When the foot is so stable up there, Yatidi, when the knee's ready, it can drop down and the foot won't slide and the spine will not be as affected. One hand up in front of the chest and then the other. Eyes do not move. Toe stand, take your time to come up. Hands on the floor in front of you. Push your hips up. Grab the foot if you need to do tree pose again at the end. Looking straight ahead. Everybody, tree pose, you can change. Left foot down, arms down. All right. Happy, happy, happy body. Happy joints, happy endocrine tissue, happy vascular system. That looks good, Lori. Perfect right there. Heather looks good. Emily, that's great. Ina and Amy, Kathy, Kevin, you know your setup. Yatidi, that looks good. I might have to draw an earth picture from a distance and label all of you guys. You know how some people have those maps? My uncle, when I was a kid, my uncle had a map with the pins in it because he had traveled a fair amount at some point. So he'd have one of those old maps with the pins. I mean, now you can, there's all these digital ways to do that, but you know, I do have a blow-up globe. We'll have to see if it's, I might be able to stick pins in it. That would be really cool. Or maybe I'll draw it. But anyway, here we are. Now we're not sticking up. Now we're not little spikes. We're just on the ground, on the earth. Breathe in and out a few times, both ways by the nose. Let everything settle. Completely relax. We have at this time on the planet the ability to have such huge and great perspective, just even visually. We can see inside bodies. We can see things so far away from us. And if we can turn that on our own selves and just try to have a bigger perspective about us, right? Here I am on this big planet with all these complicated things going on the inside. It's really helpful. To not be stuck in the human interpersonal emotional drama that sometimes seems like the biggest thing there is. So when I get in one of those situations, sometimes you just go inside to your cellular level or outside to the space level, and then it's like, okay, I still have these emotions, I still have this interpersonal stuff, but it's not so huge. It doesn't have to consume you. Because it does consume you, it consumes your endocrine system, and it makes you stressed. Okay, now, let's do window moving pose. Right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. And so we can move on the planet differently, not only how we're moving just our joints, but your physiology can be better. Pull your knee towards the shoulder, chin down towards the chest. Look down the center line of the body. Both elbows stay in close to the waist, both shoulders on the floor. Pull a little bit harder. As long as there's no pain in the hip, you can pull more. Knee towards the shoulder. One more chin down and freeze right there. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Chin down towards the chest. Suck in your stomach. Try to keep both shoulders equally on the floor. Slowly enough, bring the chin down, but some intensity there with the chin tucking. Excellent for stretching the muscles on the back of the head and neck. A little bit of compression of the throat. Eventually, neck will be entirely flat on the floor. Change again. Left leg down, arms down. Immediately, both knees up. Try to grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Suck in your stomach, even though it's already being pressed on by the thighs. And slowly bring the chin down towards the chest. Look down between the knees or down at the chest. Keep the legs relaxed. One more stomach in, chin down. Hold it. Change arms and legs down. Now we have a rest. Savasana. Inhale by the nose. Exhale by the nose. Let everything just be here. You absorb the posture benefits in the moments of stillness after the posture. Second set, begin. Right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides. Absolutely freeze. Pull more. Chin down. Change. Right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Pull the knee towards the shoulder. Elbows in close, both shoulders on the floor. Breathe smoothly. This is not a complicated challenge right now, I realize that. So concentrate as deeply as possible on every single part of your body right now and your breathing. Change left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Immediately, both knees up. Try to get your elbows a couple of inches below the knees. If you can't reach elbows, just grab the forearms, grab the wrists, grab the fingers. Grab a hand towel between the knees. Absolutely fine. Keep the feet and legs relaxed. Suck in your stomach. Bring the chin down. Try to keep the shoulders away from the ears, not hunched up. Little by little, the entire spine will be flat on the floor. Good chin down, Daniela. Change, please. Arms and legs down. Inhale, breathing, relaxing the abdomen. Exhale, breathing, relaxing the abdomen. For the sit-up, feet together, flex, lock your legs. Bring your arms overhead, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath in, hold it in, sit up, grab your toes, exhale as you're bringing your head to the knees, double jerk. All right, turn around for Cobra Pose. Lie down on your belly. Oh, I didn't say anything about adrenal glands. Okay, these are right above the kidneys. This is related to backbending. One of the reasons backbending is so important is not only for your spine, but it's the kidney and adrenal squeeze, okay? So it's not just I want to do a good Cobra Pose because it looks good and my spine is bending. I know that's not really your motivation, but think of it. You want to get to that point where you feel the squeeze at the waistband, okay? Upper kidneys, adrenal glands are right there. So legs and feet together, hips contract, inhale. Come up, push the palms on, lift your upper body up. I know it's a challenge to get up there, but when you know kind of what are you going for here, what am I going to get from this? Maybe this will motivate you. Little things will help. Now lift up the chin. That's good, Sandy. No more elbows opening. I want you to take the back of the head, push it towards your lower spine. Elbows reach and sort of drag back towards the hips. Drop the shoulders down. Very nice. Come down. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down and then turn your head to the right. Well, Sandy, I guess that worked for you. Wow. She went all the way up. That was awesome. No, that's what I mean. I mean, when you start to learn about what this is doing, it just naturally makes you want to do it 100%. I don't mean beyond. I don't mean to push yourself to any kind of, you know, poor breathing situation. But it just makes me want to do it. Like, I want that. Hands underneath the chest, chin on the floor. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. It's a natural thing. You want to feel the best you can feel. Legs and feet together, hips contract, inhale. Go all the way up to where you were. Elbows open to a 90-degree maximum. 90 degrees ideal, no more. Looks good, Kavita. That's very good elbows. Very good lift up. Now, once you're up so that everything above the belly button is in the air, you have to figure out how to backbend without going any higher at the belly button. You push the chin up. You push the head back. Back of the head goes towards your lower spine, and you look for the wall behind you. Change. Come down. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. That's how you figure out how to bend more parts of the spine. When you follow the instructions, right, elbows 90 degrees, then you figure out, oh, there are parts of my spine that I have not been moving as much as other parts. And that's how it's very unique for each of us. I have to figure out the parts on my body that are hard to move and try to move them. It's like full liveliness in the body when we do that. Next is locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor. Look forward, neck flat. Lock your right leg only. Lift up the right leg. Everyone come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight, toes pointed. Looks good, Ina. Push the arms down as flat, as firmly as you can. Bring the leg up a little higher. Right leg lower down, everybody. Relax it. Chin all the way forward. Look forward, please. Lock your left leg. Lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Knee straight, toes pointed. That's it. Push the hands down to get the leg up. Push your hands down to shift more body weight forward towards shoulders, collarbones, and neck. Change. Left leg lower down. Now adjust for the third part. You can turn your head in, please, and then see if the arms need any closer position, elbows any straighter position. And make sure you do not turn the head from this point forward. Inhale, breathing both legs. Go ahead, lift up without bending the knees. Nice, Emily. Good lift at the beginning. Inhale, push the hands down. Everybody bring the legs up a little bit higher. It's okay if you squeeze the thighs together and lift everything up. Even the hips are going to come up. Change again. Lower the legs. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set, turn the palms facing the floor. Slide the arms underneath the body. You can do it one at a time or everything together. Hands underneath you, chin forward. Eventually neck flat on the floor. So you have a nice deep backward bend at the neck here. Lock the right leg, point the toes, come up. 10, 9, knees straight, 8, 7, 6. Push arms down, 5, 4. A little bit higher, 3. Now just hold it there, 2, 1. Right leg down. Keep the chin forward, left leg locked. Lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9. 8, knees straight, 7. 6, push arms down, 5. 4, a little bit higher, 3. Now freeze it there, 2. 1, and change. Left leg down. Turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Readjust hands, palms. Grabbing the floor at the fingertips. Make sure your fingertips are spread apart wide from each other. Now inhale, breathing both legs. Everybody lift up, 10 counts, go up, 9. 8, legs locked, 7. 6, legs together, 5, little bit higher, 4, inhale, lift up, 3, 2, come all the way up, 1, change again, legs down, take your arms out. Once that is released, then turn your head, the last thing, turn your head to the left. Full locust poses next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. Straight out from the shoulders like airplane wings. All five fingers together on each hand. Legs together as one, just like cobra. Take a deep breath in. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Same thing here. You want to get that nice kind of waistband squeeze. All right, this one gives you a little bit more at the upper back too. So lift up the chin. Bring your arms up. Inhale, push your hands out to the side walls. Very good, Sandy. Bring the legs up, everybody. Chest up. Now take one inhale and come up all the way as you're exhaling. Look up. Change. Hands, chin, and feet touch the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out sideways, all five fingers together. Thumbs with the index fingers. No space between any of them. And legs together, just like you have one leg. Don't open it. Inhale, breathing. Lift everything up. Go ahead, please. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Looks good, Kevin. Inhale, lift up, and then stay up when you exhale. Inhale, lift something. Keep it up when you're exhaling. So inhale, legs up. Inhale, arms up. Very nice posture, Kathy. Hold here, everybody, for 5. Keep lifting. 4, keep inhaling. 3, now take a deep breath. 2, exhale, come all the way up, look up. 1, come down, please. Arms down next to you. Lastly, turn your head to the left. Bow poses next. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside. Just a couple of inches below the toes. All five fingers together. Now this one is so great. All right. These previous three backbending postures, we had to use the spine with, in some ways, very little assistance from the legs. Now the legs can help us bend the entire spine. So go ahead and start to kick. Push the feet up towards the ceiling. Kick up. The knees come up off the floor. Kick. Look up towards the ceiling. Kick. Thighs come off the floor, kick. You can lift the chest and chin, but kick up a little more when you do. Roll forward or stay forward on the abdomen. Roll forward, Sandy, and kick. Keep looking up, chin up, kick. Everybody kick up a little more. Change. Bring the knees, chin, and then arms to the floor. Feet down. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. So after you have done the other spine strengthening where you used your spine strength to back bend, now you can just let it go with the legs mostly. Go ahead, kick up and look up. Now that doesn't mean you're using zero spine strength. You're still back bending. All right, and you can help the kick by pushing the chin up, pushing collarbones up, pushing the breastbone up and the ribs up. Push your thighs up so everything on the front side of the body opens and stretches from the hands and the face all the way around the front to knees and feet. Roll forward and kick. Lift the chin up and kick. Everybody kick up a little more. Come down, please. Good. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left side. Fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat, please. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Separate your feet just enough so you can sit down exactly between the heels. Heels always touch with the hips throughout the posture. Once your hips are touching the floor, bring your hands to the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Once you can get both elbows on the floor and everything still feels fine at the knees, then drop your head back, please. Top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Then grab your elbows, bring your arms over the head. Press the forearms and elbows into the floor. Tuck your chin towards the chest. Look down the center line of the body. Lift your chest and abdomen up, creating a perfect human bridge. Eventually, back of the neck will be flat on the floor. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows, and then the hands come up in the middle, chest up, spine straight, chin down. Turn around as soon as you can, relax on your back. That's good, Ina. Just sitting like that is so great. And yeah, if you want to stay for first and second set as one once in a while, that's perfectly fine too. Thanks. Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Second set of fixed firm pose. Start again. So we have the alternation of compressions and massages with then relaxation. Go ahead, sit down between the heels. Make sure the feet point straight back. Once you can sit on the floor, then go back. Hands to the feet, elbows to the floor. Now, if the knees or feet hurt, you can try widening the knees any amount and see if that helps you sit down. Some people it helps to have the knees wider. Looks good, Amy. Press the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. Now stay here breathing normally. You have an opportunity for some pretty good deep breathing in a backward bend without having to struggle for balance or too much exertion. So you can take advantage of it. You can go ahead with elbows whenever you're ready, pressing down. Good. Hands to the soles of the feet. Come back up. Try to come up in the middle rather than around to one side or the other. Use the elbows and hands so you can come up in the middle. Chin down last. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, take a nice inhale, hold it. Then sit up, grab your toes, exhale forcefully, quickly, and twice. It'll be a little double exhale. There you go. All right. Next is half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath ankles. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Keep your chin up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Bring your upper body forward, sucking in the stomach. Bring your forehead to the floor in front of you. Then the side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor. Keeping the hips as close as possible to your heels. Inhale, stretch the arms forward so the hands slide forward. Looks good, Lori. Or you can walk the hands right, left towards the front edge of the mat. That's good. Hips down, Ina. Just keep them as close as possible to the heels. Holding the abdomen in, take a few deep breaths in. So I know you're stretching forward, hips back, but also concentrate on stomach in and maximum expansion of the rib cage as you inhale. Now, one more inhale. Stretch the arms forward. Come up, arms and head together. All the way back out of it. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale as much as you can, hold it in and sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Half tortoise posture, second set, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs. Now suck in your stomach, inhale, try to touch the ceiling, begin please. Try to keep your hips down as you come forward. It takes some abdominal strength. If you have knee limitation, fine, you just suck in the stomach, keep the hips as close as you can to the feet. Pinky finger edges and forehead will touch the floor at the same time eventually. Now, even if the forehead is not touching the floor right now, that's fine. You can still stretch the body from end to end, from fingertips stretching forward to the lower spine and hips pressing back. So you get the natural human traction, even if the head does not touch the floor yet. Stay here. Take a few deep breaths in. Slow exhales by the nose, holding the stomach in. Keep stretching forward. Shoulder blade scapula sliding forward out of the body. Wrists up, Sandy, in the air. Hold it. Hold it. Now inhale. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together come up. That's great. Straight spine, arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. You sleepy? Shape-shifting plus yoga without much of a break in between. Daniela's going to be just floating around her Thanksgiving today. Just so happy. Isn't that the best? I mean, what if, can you imagine though, like the spirit of holiday and so many things we celebrate, like what if we all felt like that for holidays? I mean, it's perfect. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing head to the knees. That's why I think I'm going to have a three-set class on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day this year, and maybe shape-shifting both days. I mean, why not? Like, what else do we need to do? Camel posture, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between the feet. So you can do this 2 days in a row next month. All right, take a deep breath, push your hips forward, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes, bending your spine, lower spine, middle spine, upper spine. When you can't bend the spine anymore, bring the right hand down. Grab the right heel, thumb outside, four fingers inside, then left hand down, grab the left heel, thumb outside, four fingers inside. Take your time with it, full palm grip on each heel. Now take a deep breath and push your hips forward. Keep going, hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward. Push the chin and face back, push the hips towards the mirror until you feel pulling on your heels. One at a time, bring the hands up. Inhale, push your hips forward, lift up the chest, spine straight in the middle, chin down. You can have a seat. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead. Inhale as much as you can, then sit up. Exhale, double jerk. We'll make the exhale happen kind of like twice. All right, now. Second set, camel posture. I want you guys to do something. Wait to put your hands down until you really feel every part of the backbone that you're going to get. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Drop your head back. So keep the hands up, Sandy. Bend your spine. Push the chin back. Bend your upper back. See how much you can see behind you. Now stay there. Bring the back of the head towards your lower spine and then bring the hands down. So you really feel it. You feel the neck bend. You feel lower spine, middle spine, upper spine. Then you can bring the other hand down. That's good, Amy. It's very nice spine, backward bending, nice and even. As you exhale, now push your hips forward. That's it, Yatiti. Push stomach and thighs forward until you feel shoulders, chest, and armpits stretch a little bit. Keep pushing hips forward, everybody. Now keep this maximum back bend. Bring your hands up, keeping it. Then inhale, push hips forward, chest up. Bring the chin down at the very last moment. Turn around, relax on your back. We all have unique parts of the spine, but not just of the spine, that take extra bending in our lives, and then parts that do not bend quite as much. And we want to do our best to even that out so that the parts that have been overtaking the back bend, for example, or overdoing the forward bending, they don't get worn out. So many people get worn out spines from overbending in one direction and not enough bending at other places. And so this even back bending helps you. I cannot feel. I can see and I can tell you, yeah, it looks like there's a flat spot here. It looks like you need to do this. But I also want you to try to uncover it too, right? Like, oh, I haven't felt that part move yet. Maybe that's for next year, right? Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Next is rabbit posture. Now, each of the parts of the spine do have a different range of motion. It's not like it's going to be, your neck is not going to be your upper back. All right, so sit on the heels for rabbit pose. But I want your neck and your upper back to be your best bending of those parts. Grab the heels, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and begin. Please tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Bring the forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head touching the floor. Right away, you can lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel. Hips come up until the arms, elbows are straight. You may walk the knees right, left, towards the floor, and then just hold it, everybody. Hold still here. Daniela, hips forward. Everybody, hips up, suck in your stomach. Squeeze your heels in towards each other a little bit more. Change, please. Bring the hips back down. Kavita, nice rabbit. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Head up last. Turn around, relax on your back. And this is barely 12 hours after the 1 hour, 45 minute class last night. Great stuff, you guys. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. All right, next we have second set rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. I will put that recording up, by the way. I recorded the special long class yesterday. If anybody wants to practice it, I'll put it up for you. Grab the soles of the feet, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, begin. It was so chill. We were so relaxed. Suck in your stomach, bring your forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor. I mean, it was just such quiet peacefulness. Lift up your hips, roll forward like a wheel until the arms, elbows are straight. You may walk the knees towards the head, no problem. Press the feet down. Looks great, Lori, with shoulders lifting up. Good. Squeeze the heels in towards each other. They all look good. Now, can you all just hold? I want the stillness to include the action of the posture. So you feel your grip. You feel the heels squeezing in. You feel the feet pressing down. You feel stomach in. And you're totally there for all of it, plus breathing normally. Change. Come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Earlier, for I don't know what exactly I was saying, but the word lively came out of my mouth, and then that just, I keep hearing that word in my mind, lively, like full of life. Each part, each thing that we separate into systems, each tissue, I think sometimes we think of lively as someone who's kind of bouncing around like a, you know, kid, energetic. It doesn't have to be a lot of movement to be lively. I mean, we are moving everything, but then we can be so still and have such liveliness internally, circulatory system-wise, oxygenation-wise. That could be a kind of liveliness. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, head to knee pose. I mean, because you can also imagine somebody who moves a lot, but there's a lot of things stuck, right? Anyway, right leg out, bend the left knee. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab your right foot just a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex your foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, and forehead to your right knee. You may bend the knee up if you need to get the knee and forehead together. Then push the knee down with your forehead. Make sure the knee never goes away from the forehead. Suck in your stomach, roll in, left shoulder down, left knee down, two hips equally on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left. Grab the foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, stomach in. Head to the left knee. You may bend the knee up to get the knee to the forehead. Then push your knee with the forehead, stomach in. Roll in right shoulder down, right knee down, two hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath in. Hold it. And sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk. Good sit up, Amy. Grab the big toes, everybody, now with pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb. Walk your hips backwards 10, 15 times even, right, left, right, left, right, left, to get the legs straight. Now look forward, chest up, flex both feet back from your ankles, all 10 toes turning in, and pull the toes back. Take a nice inhale, stomach in. Slowly push your knees down until you feel the stretch underneath the legs. Once the legs lock, heels come off the floor in the air. Then only stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine. Look forward, chin forward. Make sure tops of the thighs stay contracted. That's it. Yatidi, elbows can go out and press forward. Wrists will come out with the elbows so the wrists stay straight. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. So I'm just imagining so much liveliness internally when from the outside we can be so still and relaxed. Just think of it, what's going on inside. You've freed things up. Because I can imagine a system that's running around from here to there, running marathons even, and busy, 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 but inside different. Something might be stuck, you know? So there can be a lot of apparent movement, but a lot of stuckness and lack of movement. There can be apparent stillness, but ooh, things have been moving, you know? Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Head to the knee, second set, please. Sit facing forward. Right leg out, bend the left knee. Arms overhead, turn your upper body to the right. Begin, grab the right foot, pull your toes back, flexing foot from the ankle. Round the spine, chin to the chest, head to your right knee. Now, you have everything. You have the foot, or you don't, but you have as much of it as you're going to get. You have chin tucked, you have forward with the knee. Now concentrate on all of it. So your stillness is one pointed on the entire posture. It's not just the stomach, not just the foot. It's the whole thing. Both hips on the floor. Push the knee down, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee, turn your upper body only to face the left leg, then grab the foot. Looks good, Emily. Yep, you're keeping the hips forward, everybody. Looks good. Chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead to the left knee. Once you have forehead with the knee, push your knee down so the heel slides away from you until the leg is locked and heel comes off the floor in the air. Now roll in a little bit. Focus on all of it as you're breathing. Chin tucked, eyes open, stomach in, toes back, knees down, hips on the floor. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, double jerk. Grab your big toes, walk your hips back a few times again, 5, even 10 times still, to get the legs locked and the hips behind you and tilted technically forward, so the top of the pelvis is going to open towards your feet. Now pull the toes back, flex the feet back, go ahead, push your knees down until the legs are locked, and once they lock, you can come forward. Everybody, in this posture, I want you to hold still while you're inhaling, suck in your stomach, and then do something while you exhale, so that something can be pushing the knees down, it can be turning the feet back, it can be stretching the upper body forward, and eventually it's going to be all of those things at the same time on the exhale. So take an inhale, exhale all of it, toes back, chest forward, look forward, stomach, and stretch. Beautiful. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, push out the air, head to the knees. Half spine twisting pose. Please sit up, nice and straight. Bend your left knee on the floor in front of you, then cross your right foot over the left knee, heel touching the knee corner, two hips on the floor, left toes pointed back. Inhale, breathing, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee, push your knee back, turn the hand palm down, grab your left knee with the left hand. Now inhale, sit up as straight as you can, pushing the hand to the floor if needed, but otherwise, right arm sweeps all the way around behind you, put your hand on your back, palm facing out. Nice, Kavita. Now inhale, sit up nice and straight. Turn your head to the right. Every time you inhale, see if you can sit up any taller. It will not be a lot. It's not dramatic. It's just a little bit of lift somewhere in the spine. Shoulders relax completely. Twist your upper body to the right side. Let both shoulders drop. Now take one more inhale, chest up. Exhale, keep the chest up. Twist, exhale, twist, exhale, twist. Nice. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms, right leg under. Cross your left foot over, heel touching the knee, right toes point back. Both hips on the floor. Please inhale, right arm. Stretch it up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over. The left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Grab your right knee with the right hand. Or you can grab an edge of the mat there next to the knee. Looks good, Lori. Keep the left hip down. Inhale. Sweep your left arm behind you. Hand on the back. And then turn your head left side. Total spine twisting. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. Each section of the spine twisting to its current limit. Inhale. Lift up the chest. Looks good, Emily. Drop the shoulder, stomach, and push the back of the left shoulder around behind you. There you go. Twist, everybody. Exhale, twist, exhale, twist. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale, all of it. And sit up, exhale, all of it, forcefully. Now we get to do wonderful strengthening of exhalation. Not only the strengthening exhalation muscles, but we're going to take down or remove some of the excess CO2 in the blood. If you've been reading the book about CO2 in the blood, right? There are reasons for it, and there are good reasons to have some, but at this point in the class, we're going to remove the excess, okay? If you've been breathing slowly in the class, you probably have nice, sufficient CO2 levels in the blood, maybe even a little higher than normal, and now we're just going to take some out so we can breathe really slowly at the end of the class. All right, elbows locked, spine straight. Focus one point in front of you. Let's begin exhaling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you push out much more air than you need to. Exhale forcefully, and then just let the inhale happen automatically and passively. Stomach goes in, 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 in. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep the elbows locked, shoulders down. It's very good. It's really nice if you get a cramp in the abdomen, okay? It's really quite a good thing. If you can strengthen the exhalation muscles to the point of a little bit of fatigue, and you know you're going just a little further, getting just a little stronger. So if you need a break for one or two, join in again and do them super strong towards the end. Looks good, you guys. I can see belly's moving. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale fully now. Exhale completely. Elbows locked. Looks good, Heather. Keep the spine straight. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up. Shoulders stay down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep your elbows locked. That's it. And same here. If you feel some fatigue in the abdominal muscles, truly, truly, truly good for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Alternate between 100% contraction, 100% relaxation. 100, 100. Little bit stronger towards the end. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. Oh my gosh, it's done. You did it. How much fun was that? So good to see all of your faces. Happy Thanksgiving, Ina. And see your movement and see all of the intelligence functioning. It's amazing. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for all the hugs and kisses virtually. There's live stream tomorrow and Saturday at 9 a.m. Not so early for you, Kevin. And Sunday's normal. So I will be glad to see you then. Have a wonderful, healthy, safe, and just excellent day. I'll see you all tomorrow.